Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mike Daniels back on the show. The legendary Mike Daniels is here, and we're so happy that he's part of our world. He's got a history taproot in the world of technology that goes back to the origins of the internet. He was the first CEO of Network Solutions, which, as you know, is the organization that got all the internet organized with names and numbers. He and Robert Meister wrote the book Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions. He's a chairman of the National Advisory Board of the of American Enterprise Institute Global Internet Strategy Project. He's just an amazing global leader and one of the smartest guys we know, and we're glad he's here. Mike, welcome back.
Jim, great to be with you and your listeners this morning.
It's good to have you back. So, Mike, I know you want to talk about what you call the age of information warfare. And a dozen years ago or so, and I went back and looked, and I found references to where I'd made this on my show. I started identifying the way we were being assaulted and our information was being stolen and the breaches that were going on by outside forces, whether it be somebody in a basement in Romania or the six-story building that's dedicated to this in China. I started calling it World War III, and the weapons, the ordnance, the assaults that were happening were digital assaults of information, of taking stuff from us, stealing it from us. But now that World War III, the ordnance has taken on many more forms, including a coronavirus or including disinformation. We are in the middle of an information warfare. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, Jim, I go back to many of our conversations over the years, including your great book, The Third Ingredient. We've been engaged in this for a long time. Our enemies have used against us in World War I, World War II. They used to drop leaflets out of airplanes. They would do all kinds of things, disinformation through radio stations, newsprint, etc. What we're in today is a full-scale information war on a global scale. And for everybody listening today, you know, what do I mean when I say that? It's a conflict or a struggle typically between two or more groups in the global information environment. And I underline the global information environment. This is different. This is a big change, as you just said. And the question is, why is this so important to us? It's important because we've got a full-scale, 7-day-a-week, 24-hour attack on freedom, democracy, and our way of life in the United States and our allies. Mm-hmm. So everybody who goes about their business every day, we see this in different ways. People are disoriented about this, Jim. They don't really understand what's happening. And our major adversaries like Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and radical groups worldwide, just to mm-hmm. name a few, they're the ones that are engaged in this against us. And when we talk about what's really changed, it's a topic you and I have talked about for many years. I've used a phrase probably since the late 1990s, the digitization of the globe.
Right.
And what that
digital
means
leverage.
The internet,
digital leverage is...
That's right.
Yep, go
that's
ahead.
That's right. The internet, connectivity to everybody, everywhere, instant news day and night, this never-ending cycle.
And the control of that being channeled into smaller and smaller groups. Like
exactly
Apple,
right.
Like Apple
pinpointed,
and Google
targeted.
Controlling over 90% of cell phones.
Yeah, we've got it. That's a whole different part of this situation that we have right now. And so, you know, what's going on to people everywhere on the globe. We're talking about us here in the country and our allies, but everywhere. It's overloading people with information. And much of this information, as you and I have talked, is useless. It's a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah.
But more importantly, much of it's deception, mm-hmm. misinformation, lies.
It's a lie that gets you riled up and makes you mad at your neighbor.
That's
and it
right.
Started, and it was never anything, there was nothing truthful about it to start with, and it made you get mad at somebody for something that isn't real.
That's right, Jim, and to intentionally confuse people, mislead us,
yep.
and as you say, create anger and resentment. So when everybody looks around them every day, when you get up every day and go run
your
business.
Hey, Mike, hold that thought. Yep. I need you to hold that. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and come back. And we'll get some more wisdom from our good friend Mike Daniels, the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, the monetization of the Internet. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.